This is Unqualified Parenting.
If you're looking for tips on parenting,
relationships,
self-care,
or just need someone to relate to,
you've come to the right place.
We may be unqualified,
but our info is anything but.
It's a show full of parenting failures,
parenting wins,
and some amazing guests.
I'm Jen, a full-time bio mom and part-time stepmom.
And I'm Cody, a dad who recently remarried and has full custody of his daughter.
And we're here to bring you our unique perspectives from our two very different blended families.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Cody.
Wow, you sound so crisp and clear and close.
It's because we're in person.
Yeah, dog. Even though the weather today was absolutely bizarre, it was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
It said rain, but it snowed.
There was hail at my house, and then there was like a wall of it. And
lightning.
Thunder, and then it was sunny, and it was like in a 30-minute time period. It went from sunny to hail to an inch of snow to sunny again. Welcome to spring in Utah.
Yep,
that's right, folks. It's, I don't know. More bipolar than my ex.
No.
Okay. We don't use that enough, do we? Remember the old days when we worked those buttons?
Yeah, we need to get back on it.
We were like,
because we haven't been in person.
We're like some freaking shock jocks. Yeah, you got Weezer in the queef.
Yeah.
All right. How have you been?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks.
Yeah.
How about you?
Great. Been all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were supposed to officially start on our basement today.
Nice.
But the workers had to push it a day because they didn't finish their other job yet.
Mm.
So tomorrow.
I'm just looking forward to going to Wendover in a couple weekends, yeah. Which is like the mini Las Vegas if you live in Utah. Gambling's illegal here.
It's like the, if you want to get away real quick.
Yeah.
You can go to Wendover.
Play some poker.
And they have party buses that you can take from Salt Lake out there. They have senior buses you can take if you're older. sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're getting ready to go to New York for a week.
Woo.
It's going to be really cool.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. I need to plan. I want to plan a date for both Mikkel and a date for Aubrey.
Cute.
While we're there. I don't know what to do, though.
Huh? Look up dates in New York.
Yeah, that just took me to sexy singles in my area. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm too old. Well, Jen, what are we talking about today?
We are going over 10 tips on separation and divorce.
Like, look, if you are done,
yep.
This is the best way to cut things off.
Yep, this is the episode for you.
Sell your car, get tan, buy a lawyer. What do they say? Buy a lawyer,
get a lawyer,
find a tan, sell your
house,
skin.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah. Divorce. Yay.
So I write a lot. I write books. I'm trying to be an author. Some of my
books.
Goofs, I'm so good.
I'm trying to be an author.
I'm amazing.
I've written words.
Pen to paper. So some of my Google searches are very questionable.
Yeah. How long does a human foot take to rot in an Alabama sun? I've been there.
And then you throw in the podcast, which is like, how to make divorce easier on kids. So I'm like warning my husband if you start getting divorce lawyer ads, it's
just what it is. The writing's on the wall, bub.
All right. You ready to dive in?
Oh boy, because I've been there.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And also, if you've been there once before, but you're going through it as a step family, it's even more different.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Which brings us to our first tip, which is decide what your visitation arrangement will be.
Man, instantly. Number one. That's
before
the first thing.
Before you even tell them.
We bring this up so much on the episode. It's my number one. It's like my number one tip for everybody, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Like if you have a shitty situation, figure out that visitation agreement.
Yeah.
We answered that email like 3 or 4 episodes. And literally my number one thing was, figure out the visitation. You shouldn't be doing it that much. You shouldn't be doing it that way.
Yeah. And with step parents, you're not legally obligated to give them any time. So I would love to tell you that, oh, for the non-custodial parent, you get XYZ.
Not a damn thing.
There's no blueprint for this.
Nothing.
It's just you have to decide what's best for your situation.
Because without legally adopting your spouse's children, you have, honestly, as a step-parent, legally zero claim should things go south.
And if your kid grew up with this person, they'll probably still want some visitation. And if ignore friends and family through this, you got to do what's right for you and your kids. If your kids benefit from that relationship and you want them to see them, even if it's just like once a month or something, I would say give them something.
Here's my rule of thumb. If the child spending time with that person is beneficial to both people, and there's zero like abuse involved,
mm-hmm.
you should just do it. It's in the best interest of everybody. Children grieve too, and they grieve hard.
Mm-hmm.
Really hard.
Yeah.
And removing a loved one like that without any promise of ever seeing him again, you might as well just kill him.
So you need to decide this before you tell them. So have this discussion with the partner, your soon-to-be ex-partner. Decide what is it going to be. That brings me to my number two tip, which is think about how you're going to tell your kids. Some of these tips are going to be on fatherly.com, which I'll link in the show notes. But you want to keep it like short and sweet and just, look, we're getting a divorce. This is how the new arrangement's going to be. It's better to tell them like a couple days before they're going to be actually moving out. So it's not just like, and daddy's gone. Goodbye. Wave a goodbye to him out the window. Like give them a few days as a cushion. And
if not more.
Yeah.
Could you imagine a situation where parents decide to divorce and they sit their family down and explain it and say, look, we have a therapist we're going to go to as a family during this process. You need to understand you're loved and we're all here for you. We're going to work out a parenting arrangement. Like, I fucking hate your mom. No, you're not going to say that, but these are your children.
Yeah. You should both want what's best for them.
Exactly. And laying these things out, like, you don't need to go into details at all about why the divorce is there.
Mm-hmm.
All kids need to know is that we can, like, you're going to have to figure out how to say it, but, you know, mom and dad can no longer live together, or, you know what I mean? Like mom and dad no longer get along. And instead of you seeing us fighting all the time, we thought it would be much better for us to take a break, take some time away, take a time out. Time out is a great example, I think, as I just say that. We're taking a time out where we're going to live in separate places. And then when that child's maybe older and they can understand what divorce is, work your way up.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, think of your kids. If it's going to stress your children out, don't tell them that way. There's no such thing as a divorce reveal party. No popping balloons. Okay. If you have a phone in your hands with the camera open as you're telling your children, you did it wrong. If you're at a McDonald's, you did it wrong. Okay. If you're in a parking lot exchanging like luggage, you did it wrong. Yeah. Okay. Like the best way is with both parents sitting down together if you can.
Yes.
If you can.
Yes. That brings me to number three, which is to keep conflict low. Like, try to have those healthy boundaries in place and what you're going to say and express that you love them. But just be peaceful and cooperative around the kids. If you need to fight later or you're pissed about how they worded something, fight later, not in front of the kids.
There's a lot of maturity there.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's okay if children know that you're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You do not fight in front of the children.
No.
Your children should understand that there is contention. They mm-hmm. shouldn't see it. They should see the solution.
Yeah.
They should see the resolution.
They've probably already seen enough fighting leading up to this.
Exactly. And that fighting, what's really hard for children is when, let's say, I mean, I guess any situation. I grew up in these situations. Like I grew up in some abusive situations as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear two adults fighting as a young child and you are not a part of that fight, the only thing you can imagine is that they are fighting about you, especially in a situation where it's a custodial parent and a step parent. It is impossible for a child to feel any other way because granted, they're probably the contention at some point.
Yeah.
And they've overheard that.
Yeah.
So keep contention away, but solutions and resolutions, I think, should be very visible.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's healthy for them to see you fight in a healthy way and come to those solutions in front of them so that they see, oh, that's how you get over an issue.
What I think what a lot of parents don't realize is when you fight in front of your children, you're teaching them how to fight with their partner and their spouse mm-hmm. and their children. They're going to follow your example yep. to the letter.
Yep.
So we have been making a big change in our house where we do not get angry until we fully understand every situation. Mm-hmm. And we haven't gotten angry as a family in a long time because that's we take good. The time.
Good.
So yeah, take yeah. the time, make sure everyone understands.
Yes. So number four is when the kids are around, avoid emotional topics. So if you know, like, we're divorcing because mom blew all the money and she racked up all the credit cards and I can't handle or afford her anymore, don't bring up money when the kids are around. Don't discuss child care. Not child care. What is it called?
Child support.
Child support. Yes. Mm-hmm. Don't bring it up when the kids are around. Mm-hmm. If you know that it's a hot button issue,
yeah,
just don't do it.
Yeah. That was my parents. Yeah. 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 Keep money away from kids. All types of money, unless it's allowance. Kids shouldn't know if you're struggling. They shouldn't know if you're doing well.
Yeah.
Kids shouldn't experience a change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number five is try to find common ground. So if you're having a hard time knowing what to discuss in front of your kids, discuss your kids. You should both want what's best for them. You may not like your ex, but in front of the kids and to your ex in front of the kids, you can discuss them in a happy way because you both should want what's best for them.
Yeah. After my parents got divorced, they said everything bad they could about each other whenever
and
we were
sucks.
It was this tug, it was like this tug of war between both trying to like shit talk the other one while at the same time simultaneously being a shitty person. And as children, like, I just saw through it on both sides and just noped the fuck out of there. And I was just like, this is where maybe my little brother fits in, because yeah.
Yeah. And oftentimes, like, the kid will tell the other parent what you're saying a lot of the time
yeah.
because they're confused and they want to see, like, your reaction. Like, is this okay that your ex called you an asshole?
Like, you know, I don't watch sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much of a sports guy am I?
0%.
Do you know why? Because anytime I tried to watch sports as a kid, my mom would shit talk my dad and how that's all he would do.
Oh. That's annoying.
So guess what I never did? So guess what I just don't give a fuck about?
Yeah.
Sports.
Yeah. I don't blame you there.
Anytime it was on TV and I tried to watch anything.
It's annoying.
Yeah. Super annoying. Hey, Jen. Hate to stop you there. Let's jump to an ad break. Let's hear from our very first sponsor ever. So excited. Jen, take it away.
This episode is brought to you by our fantastic sponsor, True Height. True Height is a blueprint for growth for your kids. Did you know that nutritional deficiencies can prevent kids from growing to their optimal height? They've designed their products from the ground up with experts to ensure your children are getting exactly what their bodies need to reach their maximum height potential. Their products include all essential vitamins, minerals, and protein for your kids to grow tall and healthy. You can order protein shakes, growth gummies, sleep gummies, or the Max Height Kit on their website, trueheightvitamins.com. They are FDA compliant, peanut-free, gluten-free, and their protein shake is vegetarian. Your kids are sure to enjoy the gummies. They are berry-flavored and made for all ages. Protein shakes come in chocolate and vanilla. So if you have a growing child and you're not sure if they're getting all of their nutritional needs met, you'll want to visit trueheightvitamins.com. Enter promo code UNQUALIFIEDPARENTING for 10% off through April 2023. Again, that's promo code Unqualified Parenting, all one word, for 10% off through April 2023.
Awesome, Jen. Thanks for doing that. All right. I think we're on six.
Yep.
All right. Step six.
So show your kids that you're still there for them. just because you're not there for the ex anymore, and you may not even be talking to them at all, you still want to show, especially in the very beginning when your kids are unsure how this is going to be, show up to the practices, do things extra for a while, even just show your kid, hey, even though I'm not there every day anymore, I'm still there.
Right. And if you are the custodial parent in this situation, if you've been listening and following along, you should have set up routines at night for your children, mm-hmm. routines throughout the day that children can rely on, right? Mm-hmm. Something they can expect every day. We've learned to set expectations in the morning about what the rest of the day is going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
This is your chance as a custodial parent to keep those routines going.
Yeah.
Keep them all going.
Or if something wasn't working for you, you can change it and update it and say, this is going to be better for both of us. We're going to do this now.
The worst thing is to do huge changes like no bedtime now.
Yeah.
Nope.
Ice cream every night.
No. Children need this routine. And if you start getting rid of the routine in these drastic ways, they're going to lose all respect for the rules.
Yeah.
They're going to lose respect for these routines. And they're going to be very beneficial because when they go to the non-custodial parents' house, they should be doing those same routines.
Yeah.
It makes it super easy for the children to commute back and forth because they know exactly what to expect.
Yep. So number 7 is care for your child together whenever possible. So like if there's a graduation or something going on at school, soccer game, things like that, that you would both normally go to, both go to them. You don't have to sit by each other. You don't have to visit. You don't have to ride together. You don't have to, you could even tell the other parent, hey, I don't want to discuss anything to do with the kid at these practices. Like, just pretend like we're not there if you fight that much.
What an easy agreement. Hey, let's have an agreement. If I'm at the game before you, you know what my car looks like, text me. I'll tell you where I'm sitting. You sit like 10 fucking feet away.
Yeah.
And I'll do the same with you. If I see your car there before I get there, I'll ask you where you sit. I'll sit somewhere else. And also, you don't have to be miserable.
No.
You should be excited for your child. You should be happy. Yeah. And if you both have to interact, you should still be happy.
Yeah.
Don't miss stuff for your children just because you're petty.
Yeah, exactly.
My parents missed a lot of my stuff.
Which is
they were petty.
Stupid.
Because they were petty.
It's dumb. Yeah, yeah. So number 8 is let your kids have their feelings and be respectful of how your child wants to be supported. They're grieving.
Mm-hmm.
They are losing this relationship just as much as you are. A huge part of their life is changing forever. It's one of the hardest things that they will ever have to go through. If they want to lock themselves in their room and cry for 5 days, let them cry for 5 days. Offer them some ice cream.
Do you know why bread is sliced? So it can fit right under a door. Just slice some bread just under there. They'll be
throw
fine.
Throw a sandwich in there.
They'll be okay. I got in trouble. I remember getting in trouble because I wasn't sad when my parents got divorced. My little brother
so
was.
So stupid.
My sister was. Because it had been so bad for so long.
Yeah.
That to me, it was just like, okay.
Yeah, good, fine.
And yeah, I remember being told that I didn't care. And I was just like, bingo.
That's okay.
I'll go ride my bike.
Yeah, every reaction.
This is your
fine.
Shit to deal with. This isn't mine.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what's going to happen is going to happen. I have no control, so why should I get upset? Stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Every kid's different. Every situation's different. And just support them however they're reacting. Number 9 is give children some way to be in charge. They are losing so much control. They want to feel in control because everything feels out of control. So put them in charge of something. It can be simple as like choosing what pizza toppings to order tonight for dinner. What pizza do you want? Pick anyone you want. Just small things like that to give them some sort of control. Or if they're moving like to a new apartment or a new house and that they're going to be spending time in, what color do you want me to paint your room? Do you want all your clothes to go to this house and we buy you new clothes here? Do you want half your clothes? Like, give them some say in their stuff and kind of try to make it a little bit fun.
Because we've covered this before. It's like the number one reason children act out is lack of control, mm-hmm. lack of control over their life.
Yeah.
They need it.
Yeah, everyone does.
Things to avoid in this situation, do not tell your oldest son you're the man of the house. That's so much responsibility.
Yeah, they don't want that.
To put on a kid who wants nothing to do with being the man of the house.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
So number 10 is to present kids the idea of a change before they experience the reality of one. So again, if you can tell them a few days before, we're getting a divorce, they're going to be moving into apartment, and then like it happening a few days later, it just helps them absorb it better.
If the situations were flipped and your kids came up to you and said, we're getting a divorce and we're moving into a different house, and they told you with a minute to spare, you'd be devastated.
Yeah.
If they gave you 2 days notice, I mean, you'd still be devastated, but at least you'd work through it a little bit.
Yeah, and you'd kind of see how things are going to be with them separated.
That's that exact situation. I mean, yeah. That's the exact situation if your spouse came home and was just like, I'm moving out tomorrow.
Yeah, you'd be like, what the fuck? Excuse me?
We were getting Chipotle.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
What's happening? We were at McDonald's.
Shit. Third time at this McDonald's.
So yeah, and if you're going to be moving into an apartment while you buy a house, like if the apartment's going to be temporary, let them know that. Say, hey, I'm going to have an apartment for 6 months, but it's only temporary. This is only going to be your room for 6 months, and then I'm hoping to buy a house. Like, keep them involved on the changes beforehand.
Yep. Yeah, I totally agree.
All right, should we go over recap?
Hit them.
So number one is decide the arrangement before you tell your kids.
Great.
Number two is think about how you're going to tell them. Three, keep conflict low. Four, when the kids are around, avoid emotional topics. Five, try to find common ground. Six, show your kids you are still there for them. Seven, care for your child together whenever possible.
All right, you're good.
Eight, let kids have their feelings and be respectful of how your child wants to be supported. 9, give children some ways to be in charge. And 10, present kids of the idea of change before they experience the reality of one.
This is great. And what's great about this list is it all falls back to the very basic thing that we always touch on is respect your children.
Treat them like people.
Treat them like people. Speak to them clearly and simply.
Yeah.
Set expectations, and yeah, you're a great parent.
Yeah.
Do exactly those things, and you are doing more than most. Trust us.
Yep.
Well, Jen, that's awesome. Awesome, awesome. Do you want to do worst, best, what's next?
Yes.
What do you get?
So I still don't feel like doing things. Like, I'm really unmotivated.
Yeah, I feel you.
Like,
I've been in these sweats for 3 days, Jen.
I'm in sweats as clean. Well.
They look clean, so they are clean.
Mine are my painting sweats, so they don't even look clean. They are clean, but they don't look clean.
These are my eating sweats.
Your eating sweats. I need eating sweats. Oh, man. So, yeah, I don't want to clean my bathrooms. I don't want to vacuum my house. I don't want to do laundry or cook like I'm doing things, which is my best, is that I've still been doing most of these things, even though I feel like it, but it is fucking hard. And then my what's next is I need to get my meds adjusted, I think,
I'm right there with you.
And the new one I'm on, I'm getting off of it because I'm just so tired all the time. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, it's like that medication tired, like when you take NyQuil and try to wake up the next morning. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel every single morning, and it sucks. So I'm done with that medicine.
I feel you.
Yeah,
I feel you on that.
So what's your worst?
There's a lot of stress in my life, mm-hmm, revolving around my employment.
Mm-hmm.
And mistreatment of coworkers and stuff, and it's really hard to show up every day and be the happy one in the office as I have been the entire time I worked there, with all my back pain, with everything.
Yeah,
there's just a lot of bullshit going on, so it's really hard to deal with that and be at a place 8 hours a day that you just.
Yeah, that would be hard.
You know?
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So my worst is I'm at a point where I'm feeling taken advantage of, and it's really hard.
And not in a good way.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. The best.
Yeah.
Working on solutions.
Good.
So working on solutions with some friends, and hopefully I might have something to announce soon. So we'll see.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's next?
What's next? Our basement's finally getting worked on.
Woo.
We had to go through this weird, I don't know how to describe it, right? We went through this crazy traumatic experience that we discussed on the podcast, my basement flooding because of a developer behind us.
If anyone's experienced a flooding house, you know the horror and the stress and the trauma.
And going through all of that, then getting, you know me. Mm-hmm. You know that when I get pissed, I get very correct. I follow, like, if you're going to call me out, we're going to follow all the rules. We're going to do them all of them. And so we went through this big fight to get this settlement, and then it took forever to get it, and then we got it, and then we just did nothing for months.
That's so hard.
Because it was like, I don't know what it was. There's this fear of putting things back the way they were.
It's just going to get broken again.
It's just going to fucking break again.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
So this weekend we had to clear everything out of the basement so that we could have workers come and do demos so they can do drywall. But I think I found a good drywall guy because they're going to do all new insulation on the outside walls, the ceiling, all new walls, all new ceilings.
Ooh.
They're going to fix our ceiling upstairs in our living room that looks like cake frosting.
Oh, nice.
And they're going to mud, tape, and texture.
Woo.
Isn't that nice?
That'll be awesome.
So we don't have to do any of that. We don't have to. I hate, those are the worst parts.
Yeah, mudding.
We're going to buy an airless paint sprayer. So we're just going.
Nice.
And then it's just trim and floor and we're done.
That's awesome.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, that'll probably be what, a month tops?
Yeah, so we're trying to get as much done before we go to New York next month, in the middle of next month. Because a friend of mine is going to come and house sit and watch Max. So we want our spare room set up for her so that she's comfortable and not living in a construction zone.
Cool.
So yeah, we'll see how far we get. I mean, if we just get that one room done, then we just get that room done. We do the rest later. But
awesome.
So yeah, so that's what's next, which is kind of scary.
But yeah.
Yeah, so I think that does it for us for this episode, and we need to announce that we are going on summer break.
Yes.
So it's just going to be a couple months.
But we have one more episode after this.
Oh, do we after this? Yeah. Okay. So we're going on summer break, an episode after this one comes out. We'll go on summer break for a couple months, and then we're going to come back re-energized, rejuvenated, washed, showered. Probably in different sweats.
Not in our eating sweats.
Not in the eating sweats. We're going to be in our fancy sweats.
Fanciest sweats.
Fucking sweats. Well, Jen.
Don't forget to visit True Height Vitamins.
That's right. Click our new sponsor. Notes. Let us know what you think. Use the promo code. Try them out. Give us your feedback. We need suggestions for topics and ideas for the next season. Please hit us up at
hello@unqualifiedparenting.com.
You can follow us on our socials throughout the summer at
Unqualified Parenting.
Find us anywhere you get your podcast. Tell family and friends, and
may the sleep be with you.
You did it. Good job. Bye, everybody. Unqualified Parenting is written, produced, edited, and hosted by Jennifer Jones and Cody Reese, with special thanks to our families and listeners for making each episode possible.